anytime somebody's dealing with the unknown, it's an adventure. I mean, that's kind of almost the nature of what an adventure is. Exploring something that you haven't done before or haven't ever experienced, it could end up being a very boring adventure, or it could be a very exciting one. It all really just kind of depends on what is going on. It always gets very interesting when it involves the dead and ghosts and that sort of thing. That's why today's show is called Adventures with the Dead. Two different adventures, two very different types of adventures. One, someone just living life and connecting the dots and going, I think that happened for a reason. I think this happened for a reason. These things together had to have happened for a reason. And, oh, yeah, that and it's a story of that. It's not necessarily ghostly, but it's a look at, does everything happen for a reason? Someone behind it. We'll hear that one. Plus, what happened down an old, long country road in Texas that made it such a hot spot for the paranormal? Great long adventure story of being young and dumb in the dark and stumbling across something a little too real for your liking. It's a great one. Two great stories for you today on EPP Bonus episode number 373 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Young, going on adventures, you know, a little kind of like mystery excursions can be fun. You know, when you're a little kid, you kind of make it up. And then once you kind of get to that age of, oh my God, I can drive a vehicle and can somewhat control my life in some ways, you start doing those things. At least I did. And I know a lot of my friends did. And that kind of lives into like almost your early 20s sometimes. I remember kind of going on some little, you know, amateur ghost hunts where just me and some friends would be looking around some cemetery or something and got 20-ish, somewhere around there. Anyway, it's fun. It's fun. And then, you know, you get older and things are a little more serious and whatnot. But those are days where you kind of, you know, oh my gosh. But what a lot of times nothing is discovered. It's always like, there's the myth, let's go see it. And then it was like, oh, this sucks, let's go to Pizza Hut. That's how a lot of times it works. But in some cases, in some cases, more than that happens. And people come across relics. They come across the very thing they're looking for, the thing that confirms the myth or the legend or whatever happened or was real. And that can be quite startling. It is what happens in our next story. Take a listen. As a young kid growing up in Amherstburg, Ontario, one could not help but hear one of the many ghost stories about the old Texas road. Back in the early 90s, we had a group of kids who decided to investigate all the rumors and happenings of the local area. One of our first areas to investigate was Old Texas Road and the Texas Road Graveyard. We investigated this area several times over our years at high school. I did my best to present them in an organized and comprehensible manner. In writing this, I have decided that it would be best to split the stories about Texas Road from the stories about the Texas Road Graveyard as they share history, but it might get a little too confusing. The Texas Road stories are complicated and involve many events mixed throughout the history of the area. These stories focus on a set of areas along the road, which makes it hard to organize into a single communications thread. It's best to understand that there's a layer of old stories that take place back in the early days of settling the town of Amherstburg, and a layer of new stories that take place in recent history. Texas Road was believed to have started its life as a Waynet Indian trail that led to a sacred Indian graveyard on the edge of the river. Later in the 1700s, as the British started to settle in the area, it became a road that linked the main river road between Fort Amherstburg and Old Sandwich, West Windsor, to the farmlands in McGregor. It was during this time that the eldest of the stories takes place, in which British soldiers, feeling a long Texas road from the American army that laid siege and burned Fort Amherstburg, were betrayed by their Indian allies and slaughtered. Their scalps sold to the Americans, who then occupied the area. There's some confusion of this history for me because the Indian Cemetery is at the end of the middle side road, which is one concession north of Texas Road. Many stories exist today about this road, including stories of an Indian massacre resulting in a mass grave, British soldiers being slaughtered by Indians who betrayed them while fleeing the burning of Fort Amherst, witches being burned at the stake, and many stories involving witchcraft and satanic worship. It was the story of the witches that most intrigued our group. It was said that after the rebuilding of the fort, Fort Madeline, in the early 1800s, during the uncomfortable occupation of the small town, that the local Indians were gathered and placed into their territories. As new land agreements were acquired, the local Indians found themselves with less and less hunting grounds. The local tribes became very hard-pressed for survival in their areas. This led them to depending on trades with the local town for some necessities. Many local stories come from these trading times. One of the popular trades was the services of young Indian maidens. To say it politely, this became a growing problem in the hard times of the town. It's unknown who or how it started. If the wives and the women folk objected to the time and money that was being taken from the town's men, or if the men were accepting services and not paying and or abusing the Indian maidens. Either way, bad blood quickly developed and the Indian would raid the town to claim their justice. This all led to an intervention by the American law and the church of the time. Several Indian women conducting these trades were arrested and convicted of witchcraft. They were brought to the Texas Road and burned at the stake. Their bodies were left up for a while to dissuade any further attempts to trade. Whether this story is true or not, it inspired several events in later history of the area. In the early 1900s, local groups practicing witchcraft and Satanism chose an isolated area along Texas Road to conduct their ceremonies. It had been a hotspot for these types of events ever since. Every couple of generations, the events pick up and start to happen again until they become a community problem and are dealt with by the town and the law. In the late 1800s, the events started to pick up again. It was said that the original ceremonial area had eroded into the ravine at the end of Texas Road, and that some of it still existed and could be seen, especially the sacrificial altar stone that supposedly still existed in the bottom of the ravine. This is where we started our investigation, to see if we could find the altar stone. Currently, our group was still, there were only two of us. Later, more friends join in. This was our second investigation together, the first being the cursed tree. This went in the early afternoon of a Saturday in the summer, as police heavily patrolled this area at night. We parked our car up the road, walked in, entered the ravine at the old bridge crossing, and looked around the area. The bridge had a square cement foundation that was large enough for a person to walk under. It was about 10 feet wide. The area was littered with satanic graffiti and garbage, a lot of old tires, barbed wire, and other junk. Nothing very interesting. So we decided to walk further along the ravine. The ravine was covered in a canopy made from the surrounding trees. It was a very pleasant place and felt very old and peaceful. The ravine twisted behind Sutton Creek Forest and became wider. About a mile and a half along, we found several large stones that had fallen into the ravine. And the forest ground above were also old stones. They're large, round rocks, the size of giant pumpkins. They did look like they formed a rough circle at one time. In the middle was a large, flat slab stone half buried in the ravine wall. At first, it did not look like much, but there was a cavity behind it that allowed you to see the side of the stone hidden by the dirt. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to hear the rest of it, become an EPP, an extra podcast person, sign up over at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. You get access to the rest of this episode where we'll discover more about what exactly happens. And we'll get into that story, that great long story of that old country road in Texas that was such a hot spot for the paranormal and adventure that some people went on there. Sign up to get access to this and all of our bonus episodes, 373 of those. And on top of that, you get our archive of regular episodes, thousands of episodes there that have fallen off of iTunes and all that. And it's the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. $5 a month to get out all of that, all commercial free as well. Patreon.com/realghoststories or go to our website, ghostpodcast.com, and sign up there and start binging away now.